Master, give the blessing.
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, into the ages of ages.
Amen. Come, let us worship God, our King, and bow down before him. Come, let us worship Christ, God, our King, and bow down before him. Come, let us worship Christ, our King and God, and bow down before him. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are great indeed, clothed in pomp and brilliance, arrayed with light as with a cloak, stretching out the sky as a tent cloth, establishing your lofty halls on water. You make the clouds your conveyance, you surge on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers, and the flaming fires your attendants. You settled the earth on its foundation, it shall stand unmoved from age to age. The abyss covered it like a garment, the waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke they take to flight, at the peal of your thunder they flee. They hurtle the hills and run down to the dales, to the place you have chosen for them. You have set up a boundary not to be passed, they shall never return to cover the earth. Down in the gullies you make springs to rise, waters shall flow between the mountains. They shall give drink to the hearts, to the beasts of the field. Wild ashes shall seek them to quench their thirst. The birds of the sky shall abide by them. From among the rocks they will raise their song. From your lofty halls you refresh the hills. The earth shall be fed with the fruit of your work. You make green pastures for the cattle and food plants for the service of man, so that bread may be drawn from the earth and wine that gladdens the heart of man, so that oil may put a gleam on his face and that bread may strengthen the heart of man. The trees of the plain shall be satisfied, and the cedars of Lebanon that he planted. Sparrows shall build their nests in them, herons shall call them their home. To the deer belong the high mountains, to the rodents the shelter of the rock. You have made the moon to mark the seasons, the sun knows the time of its setting. You establish darkness and it is night, wherein the forest creatures prowl. Young lions roar for their prey and call out to God for their meat. As the sun rises, they will come together and lay themselves down in their dens. Man will go out to his labor and work until eventide. How great are your works, O Lord, in wisdom you have wrought them all. The earth is filled with your creatures, even the wide and open sea. Within it are the countless creeping things, living beings, small and large. Upon it there are ships a-sailing, and the great Leviathan you made to have fun. All of them look to you and give them their food in due season. You provide and they gather up. You open your hands and they are full. You hide your face and they cringe. You suspend their breath and they die and return to the dust. You send forth your breath and they live. You renew your face. Renew the face of the earth. May the Lord's glory endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks upon the earth and makes it quake. He touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God as long as I last. Would that my thoughts be pleasing to him, and I will rejoice in the Lord. May the sinners vanish from the earth and the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. The sun knows the time of its setting. You establish darkness and it is night. Great are your works, O Lord, in wisdom you have wrought them all. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Doxa seo Theos. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God, O Lord, our hope. Glory to you.
In peace let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For heavenly peace and the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For peace in the whole world, the stability of God's holy churches, and for oneness of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and all who enter it with faith, reverence, and godly fear, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
For our Archbishop Isaiah, the worthy priesthood, the deacons in Christ, for all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
For our country, the president and all in public service, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
For this city and this parish, for every city and land, and for the faithful who live in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Hospodi pomiluj.
For temperate weather, abundance of the goods of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Hospodi pomiluj.
For those who travel by land, sea, and air, for those who are sick or suffering or in captivity, and for their safekeeping, let us pray to the Lord.
Господи, помилуй.
That we may be spared all affliction, violence, danger, and want, let us pray to the Lord.
Яра Бурха.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Яра Бурха.
Commemorating our most holy, pure, blessed, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and Ever-Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
For all glory, honor, and worship are your due, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever, into the ages of ages.
Amen.
In my distress, I cried out to the Lord, and he answered me. O Lord, save me from blind lips and from a treacherous tongue. What shall be given you, and what more shall be done to you, you deceitful tongue? The sharpened arrows of the warrior with firebrands made of the broom tree. Woe is me, that my exile has been so long, that I have set up tent in the camp of Edom. Too long have I stayed among those who hate peace. I was peaceable when I spoke to them, and warred against me without cause. I lifted up my eyes to the hills, whence help shall come. My help is from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not suffer your foot to stumble, nor the guardian of all sleep. Behold, he will neither sleep nor slumber, the watcher over Israel. The Lord will keep watch over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not scorch you by day, nor shall the moon fail you by night. The Lord will preserve you from every evil. The Lord will safeguard your life. The Lord will guard your coming and your going henceforth and forevermore.
I was happy when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet stood within your courts. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, build us a city whose people are as one. For there did the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as it was decreed to Israel to give thanks in the name of the Lord. There have been placed thrones for judgment, thrones for the house of David. Pray then for the peace of Jerusalem, and may prosperity be with those who love you. May peace be within your walls, and prosperity upon your towers. For the sake of my brethren and my friends, I have indeed asked for peace for you. For the sake of the house of the Lord, our God, I have earnestly sought your word.
I have lifted up my eyes to you who dwell in heaven, as the eyes of the servants are on the hands of their masters, as the eyes of the maid are on the hands of her mistress, so our eyes are on the Lord our God, until he has mercy on us. Have mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us, for we have had more than our fill of contempt. Yes, our soul has been more than blooded. May disgrace fall and prosper us from contempt and the proud. Had not the Lord been with us, let Israel now say, had not the Lord been with us at the time when it rose against us, truly they would have swallowed us alive when their fury was inflamed against us. Truly the water would have drowned us, the torrent would have swept over us. Truly the raging waters would have overwhelmed us. Blessed be the Lord who has not abandoned us as prey to their teeth. Like a bird of passage, we were rescued from the fowler's net. The snare was torn asunder, and we escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God.
Alleluia, 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 glory to you, O God, our hope, O Lord, glory to you.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Kyrie eleison.
Commemorating our most holy, pure, most blessed, holy and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and Ever-Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another in our whole life to Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
For yours is the dominion, and yours is the kingdom, and the power and the glory of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, into the ages of ages.
Amen.
Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved. which shall stand forever. Mountains are all around Jerusalem, as the Lord is around his people, now and forever. For the Lord will not let the scepter of the wicked rule over the land of the just, lest the just themselves apply their hands to iniquities. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those whose heart is upright. But those who stray in crooked ways, the Lord will expel with evildoers. Peace upon Israel. When the Lord returned the captives of Sion, we were like men dreaming. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with rejoicing. Then it was said among the Gentiles, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We have been made to rejoice. O Lord, return our captives as streams return to the south. Those who weep as they sow shall rejoice as they reap. Though they went forth shedding tears as they scattered their seeds, they shall return rejoicing, bearing with them their sheaves.
Unless the Lord build the house, in vain do the builders toil. Unless the Lord guard the city, in vain does the watchman keep watch. In vain do you rise early. You get up after rest only to eat the bread of grief, for he provides for his beloved while they sleep. Behold, the Lord's inheritance is his children, and his reward the fruit of the womb. As arrows in the hand of a mighty warrior, so are the children of the exiles. Blessed the man who will be able to fill his quiver with them. They shall never be put to shame when they meet their foes at the gates. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways. You shall eat of your hand's labor. Blessed are you, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the recesses of your house, your children like olive shoots around your table. Behold, in this way shall be blessed the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, and may you see the wealth of Jerusalem all the days of your life, and may you see your children's children. Peace upon Israel.
Often have they assailed me since my youth. Let Israel say it. Often have they assailed me since my youth, but they have not prevailed over me. The wicked plowed my back and increased their iniquity. The righteous hold as the thunder the neck of the sinners. Let them all be confounded and turned back, those of the exile. Let them become like grass on the housetop, which withers before it can sprout, with which the reaper fills not his hand, and the binder of sheaves his arms, while those who pass by do not say, "Blessed be the Lord be upon you." We have blessed you in the name of the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, and to the Lord, and to the Lord. Amen. Alleluia, 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 glory to you, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to you, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to you, O God. Lord, have mercy.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Kyrie eleison.
Commemorating our most holy, pure, holy, most glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
For you are a good and loving God, and to you we offer glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen. Now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.
Out of the depths I have cried out to the Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my plea. If you retain sins, Lord, O Lord, who can stand? With you there is forgiveness. With your name's sake, O Lord, I have waited for you. My soul has waited for your promise. My soul has hoped in the Lord. My soul has trusted in the Lord from the morning watch to the night. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and in him is full redemption, and he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. O Lord, my heart is not uplifted, nor are my eyes in praise. I have not busied myself with lofty pursuits, nor with wonders too great for me. If I have failed to remain humble, but instead have exalted my soul, as a weaned child is treated by its mother, so you will be with my soul. Let Israel hope in the Lord, henceforth and forever. O Lord, remember David and all his parents, how he swore to the Lord and made a vow to the God of Jacob, I will not enter the tent of my abode, nor get up on the couch of my repose. I will give no sleep to my eyes, nor to my eyelids any slumber, nor to my temples any rest, till I find a place for the Lord, a tabernacle for the God of Jacob. Behold, I have heard of it in Ephrata. We found it in the forest clearings. Let us enter into his tabernacles. Let us worship his feet and his stood. Arise, O Lord, and go to your rest, you and the ark of your holiness. May your priests be clothed with righteousness and your faithful ones with voice. For the sake of David, your servant, turn not away the face of your widow. The Lord swore to David a promise which he will not retract. One of your own flesh I will place on the throne. If your sons will keep my covenant and the revelations I will offer, then your sons also shall be seated on your throne forevermore. For the Lord has selected Zion, has chosen it for his dwelling. This is my home forever and ever. Here I will dwell as I have chosen it. I will bless abundantly her provisions. I will feed her poor with bread. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and the faithful shall exult with joy. There will I raise the pride of David. I have ready to live for my anointed one. I will clothe his enemies with shame, but on him my crown shall shine.
Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brothers dwell in unity. It is as ointment upon the head, which runs down over the beard of Aaron, runs down to the hem of his garment. It is like dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has ordained the blessing, life forevermore. Behold now, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. By night, lift up your hands to the holy places and bless the Lord. May the Lord, who made heaven and earth, bless you out of Zion. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and always, and forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Our Lord, our whole glory to you.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Commemorating our most holy, pure, most blessed, holy, and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
For you are our God, a God who shows mercy and saves. And to you we offer up glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages.
Amen. O Lord, I have cried out to you. Hear me, O Lord. Lord, I have cried out to you. Hear me, O Lord. Hearken to the voice of my prayer as I cry. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth, and a gate to contain my lips.
Let not my heart incline to evil deeds, to finding excuses for sinful doing.
In the company of men who work iniquity, and I will not partake of their delicacies.
Let the just man chasten me with kindness and chide me, but the oil of the wicked shall never touch my head.
Yet even then I will pray for their goodwill. Their
judges were dashed against the rock, they shall hear my words, how sweet they are.
As a lump of clay, broken on the ground, so shall their bones be strewn near the grave.
On you, O Lord, my eyes are fixed, in you I have trusted, take not my life.
Keep me from the snare which they have set for me, and from the traps of wicked men.
The wicked shall fall into their own nets, while I alone escape.
With my voice I cried out to the Lord, with my voice I implored the Lord.
Before him I will pour out my prayer in his presence, and I will tell of my distress.
When my spirit was fainting within me, you knew my path.
On that very road I was walking, they set a trap for me.
I looked to my right and observed, no one was aware of me.
I had no means of escape, no one would take care of.
I cried out to the Lord, O Lord, and said, you are my hope, my share in the land of the living.
Attend to my supplication, for I am laid very low.
Deliver me from my oppressors, for they are too strong for me. Release me from prison, that I may give thanks to your name.
On page 98 in your books, page 98. If you retain sins, O Lord, who can stand with you, there is forgiveness. How shall I, so unworthy, come into the splendor of your saints? If I make bold to enter the bridal feast, my clothing will reproach me, since it is not a wedding garment. Then I shall be bound up and cast out by the angels. In your love, O Lord, purge my soul and save me.
For your name's sake, O Lord, I have waited for you. My soul has waited for your promise. My soul has hoped in the Lord. I have succumbed to spiritual torpor, O bridegroom Christ, and hold no lamp alight with virtue. I am like the foolish virgins wandering about when it was time to act. Master, do not seal against me the wellsprings of your pity, but rouse me to shake off the gloom of sleep, and lead me with the prudent maids into your bridal chamber. Hear the clear song of the revelers can be heard, singing ceaselessly, O Lord, glory to you.
The morning watch till night, let Israel hope in the Lord.
So you have heard the sentence pronounced on him who hid his talent. So do not bury God's word, rather proclaim his wonders, so that abounding in grace you may enter into the joy of your Lord.
For with the Lord is steadfast love, and in him is his full redemption, and he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Come faithful, let us labor with zeal for the Master, for he shares out his wealth to his stewards. As each is able, then let us augment the talent of grace. One will embellish wisdom with good works. Another will perform a splendid liturgy. The believer will convey the word to the uninitiate, while yet another will distribute wealth to the indigent. Thus shall we increase what is ours in trust, and as stewards of grace merit the Master's joy. O Christ, as a loving God, deem us worthy of this joy.
For mighty is his love for us, and the truthfulness of the Lord endures forever.
Praise the Lord, all you nations. Exalt him, all you people.
Jesus, when you come in glory with angelic hosts and sit on the judgment seat, do not separate me, O good shepherd. You know the ways of those on the right. Those on the left are perverted. Hardened though I am in sin, do not condemn me to perish with the goats, but numbering me among the sheep at your right hand, save me in your love.
For mighty is his love for us, and the truthfulness of the Lord endures forever. Bridegroom, comeliness of all men, you have invited us into your spiritual wedding feast. Though sharing in your suffering, strip away the tattered raiment of my sins and clothing me in the splendor of your beauty. Make me a radiant guest of your kingdom as loving God.
Glory to the Father and the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages. Amen.
So consider the talent the master entrusts to you. Accept the gift with awe. It is a loan from the giver. So share with the needy, and you will have a friend in the Lord. Thus, when he comes in glory, you may stand at his right hand and hear the voice of beatitude. Enter, O servant, into the joy of your Lord. My Redeemer, though I have strayed, in your great mercy, count me worthy of that joy.
Wisdom attend.
The joyful radiance of the holy glory of the immortal Father, the heavenly, holy, blessed Jesus Christ, having come to the setting of the sun and seen the evening light, we praise God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is fitting at all times to raise a song of praise in measured melody, O Son of God and Giver of life. Behold, the universe sings your glory.
The evening.
Proclaimed on sixth tone, Psalm 131. Arise, O Lord, and go up to your rest. You and the ark of your holiness, O Lord, remember David and all his forbearance.
Wisdom.
The reading is from the book of Exodus.
Let us be attentive.
Now the daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe at the river, and her maidens walked beside the river. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her maid to fetch it. When she opened it, she saw the child, and lo, the babe was crying. She took pity on him and said, "This is one of the Hebrew's children." Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and call you a nurse from the Hebrew women to nurse the child for you?" And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Go." So the girl went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you your wages." So the woman took the child and nursed him. And the child grew, and she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. And she named him Moses, for she said,
because I drew him out of the water.
Lukimenon fourth tone, Psalm 132. Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brothers to dwell in unity. It is as ointment upon the head, which runs down over the beard, and lifts on order.
Sophia or Thea, wisdom let us attend. The light of Christ illumines all. Fos Christu feni passi.
The reading is from the book of Job.
Wisdom, let us be attentive.
Now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger to Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses were feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them and slew the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, the fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, the Chaldeans formed three companies and made a raid upon the camels and took them and slew the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their eldest brother's house, and behold, a great wind came across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young people, and they are dead, and I alone have escaped to tell you. Then Job arose and rent his robe and shaved his head and fell upon the ground and worshipped. And he said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job did not sin, and God did not charge him with wrong.
Peace be with all wisdom.
Please kneel.
Let my prayer arise as incense before you, and the lifting up of my hands as an evening sacrifice.
Lord, I have cried out to you, hear me. Attend to the voice of my supplication when I cry to you.
God, depth in it all, ye process evil, or stay me, Amma, and Obion, so, and Parsis,
set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, and a protecting door above my lips.
Let my prayer arise as incense before you, the lifting up of my hands as a
let my my heart not inclined to evil deeds, to find excuses for sinful doings, in the company of men who work iniquity, and I will not partake of their delicacies.
Let my prayer
to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.
Adepti Theto, I prosefimu, os divia.
Life, take away from me the spirit of laziness, idle meddling, lust for power, and gossip. Rather, grant the spirit of wisdom, humility, patience, and love to me, your servant. Yes, Lord and King, grant me that I may see my own faults and not to judge others, for you are blessed unto the ages of ages. Amen.
Utterance with great power to fulfill the gospel as well as in our Lord Jesus Christ.
And that we may be deemed worthy to hear the holy gospel, let us beseech the Lord our God. Wisdom arise, let us hear the holy gospel. Peace be with all.
And with your spirit.
The reading is according to the holy gospel, according to Saint Matthew.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you.
Not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. As were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark. And they did not know until the flood came and swept them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field, one is taken and one is left. Two of them will be grinding at the mill, one is taken and one is left. Watch therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the householder had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have watched and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour in which you do not expect. Who then is the faithful and the wise servant whom his master has set over his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is the servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions. But if that wicked servant says to him, my master is delayed, and begins to beat his fellow servants, and eats and drinks with the drunken, the master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he does not know, and will punish him and put him with the hypocrites. There men will weep and gnash with their teeth. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be compared to 10 maidens who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him. Then all those maidens rose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said to the wise, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise replied, perhaps there will not be enough for us and for you. Go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other maidens came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he replied, truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man shall come. For it will be as when a man going on a journey called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. And he also who had the 2 talents came forward, saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also who had received the 1 talent came forward, saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you do not sow, and gathering where you do not winnow. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But his master answered him, you wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I do not sow, and gather where I have not winnowed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from him who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast that worthless servant into the outer darkness. There men will weep and gnash their teeth. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep at his right hand, but the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those at the right hand, Come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, Truly, I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it for me. Then he will say to those at his left hand, Depart from me, you cursed, into eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they will also answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, Truly, I say to you, as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And they will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. When Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said to his disciples, You know that after 2 days, the Passover is coming, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified.
Peace be to you who proclaims the good tidings.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Page 15 in your books, page 15.
Let us say with our whole heart and our whole mind, let us say,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Lord Almighty, God of our fathers, we pray you hear us and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy on us, O God, in your great goodness, we pray you hear us and have mercy.
Yaraburham, Yaraburham, Yaraburham.
Again we pray for pious and orthodox Christians.
Gospodi pomiluj, Gospodi pomiluj, Gospodi pomiluj.
Again we pray for our Archbishop Isaiah.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Lord our God, accept this fervent supplication by your servants and have mercy on us, and in the abundance of your compassion have pity on us and all your people who await your plenteous mercy. For you are a merciful and loving God, and to you we give glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, into the ages of ages.
Amen.
You who are catechumens, pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
You faithful, let us pray for the catechumens.
Lord, have mercy.
That the Lord will show them mercy.
Kyrie eleison.
That he will instruct them in the word of his truth.
Kyrie eleison.
That he will reveal to them the gospel of righteousness.
Senor, ten piedad.
That he will unite them to his holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
Senor, ten piedad.
Save them, have mercy on them, help them and keep them, O God, in your grace.
Kyrie eleison.
You who are catechumens, bow your heads to the Lord.
To you,
God, our God, author and creator of all things, it is your will that all should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Look upon your servants, the catechumens, and free them from ancient error and from the wiles of the enemy. Call them to eternal life, illuminating their souls and bodies, and numbering them among your reasoning flock on which your holy name is invoked. That with us they too may glorify your most noble and majestic name, of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever into the ages of ages.
Amen.
All catechumens depart, the catechumens depart, all who are admitted for illumination depart. Pray all you who are preparing for illumination, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Catechumens depart, let none of the catechumens remain. All we faithful, once again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, in your grace.
Yarabur-ham.
Wisdom.
O God, great in praise to the life-giving death of your Christ, you have borne us from corruption to immortality. Liberate all our senses from killing passions, setting over them as a benevolent sovereign our inner reason. Let the eye be averted from every evil sight, and let the ear be deaf to idle talk. May the tongue be purged of unseemly speech. Purify these lips that praise you, O Lord. Make our hands abstain from wicked deeds, doing only such things that are pleasing to you, thus sealing with your grace all our members and our mind. For all glory, honor, and worship are your due, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever into the ages of ages.
Amen.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Господи помилуй.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Señor, ten piedad.
Wisdom.
Holy Master, infinitely good, we entreat you, rich in mercy, to be gracious to us sinners and to make us worthy to receive your only Son and our God, the King of Glory. For behold, his spotless body and life-giving blood are about to make their entrance at this hour, to be laid on this mystical table and visibly attended by a multitude of the heavenly host. Grant that we receive them in blameless communion, so that as the eyes of our understanding see the light, we may become children of light and of the day. Through the gift of your Christ, with whom you are blessed, together with your all holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever into the ages of ages.
Amen.
Now. Behold the mystical sacrifice, fully accomplished, is assured in. In fervent faith let us draw near, that we may become sharers in everlasting life.
Sanctified, let us pray to the
Lord. Lord, have mercy.
That our loving God, having received them at his holy and mystical celestial altar as a sweet spiritual fragrance, will in turn send upon us his divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit, let us pray.
Lord, have mercy.
That we may be spared all affliction, violence, danger, and want, let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, in your grace. That this whole evening may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and without sin, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
An angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O
forgiveness of our sins and offenses, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
All that is good and profitable for our souls and peace in the world, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
That we may live out our lives in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
A Christian end to our lives, peaceful, free of suffering and shame, and a good defense at the dread judgment seat of Christ, let us ask.
Grant this, O
having prayed for the unity of the faith and for the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commend ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
And make us worthy master, with confidence and without fear of condemnation, to
make bold to call you the heavenly God as Father, and to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Pater imon, o edis uranis, aiesti totum masu, el fetu I vasiliesu, irititu de terimasu, o senor non cepidicis, con arte di monta de viusion, dosim in sinerum, che afesim in ta flimita imon, o scemis a fimis a gletis imon, che mis in enis imasus diras mon, alaris ne imas acutu poniru.
Oče náš, iže jesi na nebesi, da sjatica imia Tvoje, da prije sadzvije Tvoje, da bude Tvoje Tvoje, jako na nebesi I na zemlji. Hleb nas nasušni I daž nam nes, I ostavi nam dolgi naša, jako že I mi ostavljajem dožnikom našim, I ne vedi nas po iskušenje, no izbavi nas od lukavoho.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Peace be with all. Irini Pasi.
Let us bow our heads to the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and love for us of your only begotten Son, with whom you are blessed, together with your all holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Let us be attentive.
The proias menaia tisais, the holy pre-sanctified gifts are for the holy people of God.
One is holy, one is Lord Jesus Christ, to the glory
Lord, that you are truly the Christ, the Son of the living God, who came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the greatest.
I also believe that this is truly your spotless body, and that this is truly your precious blood. Wherefore I pray to you, have mercy on me and forgive my offenses, whether intended or not, whether committed in word or deed, knowingly or unknowingly, and count me worthy to share without judgment in your pure mysteries, for remission of sins and for everlasting life. Amen. You have beguiled me with yearning, O Christ, and by love divine transformed me. Consume my sins in ethereal flame, and let me be filled with the sheer delight of you, O gracious Lord, that, leaping for joy, I may magnify both your advents. How shall I, so unworthy, come into the splendor of your saints? If I make bold to enter to the bridal feast, my clothing will reproach me. Sedis is not a wedding garment. Then I shall be bound and cast out by the angels. In your love, Lord, purge my soul and save me. Loving Master, Lord Jesus Christ, my God, let not these holy gifts become a judgment against me because of my unworthiness, but for the cleansing and sanctification of both soul and body, and as a pledge of the future life and the kingdom. It is good for me to cling to God, to place in him my hope for salvation. Receive me today, Son of God, as a partaker of your mystical supper, for I will not reveal the mystery to your enemies, nor give you a kiss as to Judas, but as the thief I confess you. Lord, remember me in your kingdom.
My brothers and consolers, forgive me, Theodore, the unworthy priest. My brothers and sisters in Christ, forgive me, Theodore, the unworthy priest. O God, be gracious to me, a sinner.
Haste and see.
Continually in my mouth, my soul again, shall be praised in the Lord, and let the gentle hear and be glad.
The fear of God with faith and love draw near.
God is the Lord and has revealed himself to us. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Ευλογημένος ο ερχόμενος εν ονόματι Κυρίου. Deus Kyrios Kephanemimin. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. God is the Lord and has revealed himself to us. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Ευλογημένος ο ερχόμενος εν ονόματι Κυρίου, Θεός Κύριος και επεφρόνεν ημίν. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. God is the Lord and has revealed himself to us. Ευλογημένος ο ερχόμενος εν ονόματι Κυρίου, Θεός Κύριος και επεφρόνεν ημίν. God is the Lord, and he revealed himself to us. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord.
Servant of God, Cyrus, have mercy upon us. By the precious blood of our Lord and Savior,
Servant of God, and Deus Kyrios ke epiphanen imin.
God is the Lord and has revealed himself to us. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Ευλογημένος ο ερχόμενος εν ονόματι Κυρίου, Θεός Κύριος και επεφάνεν ημίν. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever on my lips. Taste the heavenly bread and the cup of life, and see how good the Lord is. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
To the ages of ages.
Amen.
Let us be attentive, having received the divine, holy, pure, immortal, life-giving mysteries of Christ, let us give fitting thanks to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, O God, in your grace.
Kyrie eleison.
Having asked for this holy theme, may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and free of sin, let us commend ourselves and one another in our whole life to Christ our God.
To you.
For you are our sanctification, and to you we offer up glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
us depart in peace.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Holy Father, give the blessing.
Almighty Lord, you have created all things in wisdom, and in your inexpressible providence and great goodness, you have brought us to these saving days for the cleansing of our souls and bodies, for control of our passions, in the hope of the resurrection. After the 40 days, you delivered into the hands of your servant Moses the tablets of the law and characters divinely traced. Enable us also, benevolent one, to fight the good fight, to complete the course of the fast, to keep the faith inviolate, to crush underfoot the heads of unseen tempters, to emerge victors over sin and to come without reproach to the worship of your holy resurrection. For blessed and glorified is your most honorable and majestic name, of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever into the ages of ages.
Amen. May the name of the Lord be praised from this time forth and forevermore.
Eternum Machinio Evlohimenon, Apotunin Chaos to Eonos.
May the name of the Lord be praised from this time forth and to the endless ages. Lord, have mercy.
May the blessing of the Lord and his mercy come upon you through his divine grace and love always, now and ever, into the ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to you, O God, our hope. Glory to you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Holy Father, bless.
May he who willingly came to his passion for our salvation, Christ our true God, through the intercessions of his most pure and holy mother, through the power of the precious and life-giving cross, through the protection of the honorable bodiless powers of heaven, at the supplication of the honorable glorious prophet, foreigner, and Baptist John, of the holy, glorious, and most praiseworthy apostles, of the holy, glorious, and triumphant martyrs, of our holy and God-bearing fathers, of Gregory the Great, the theologist and Pope of Rome, whose liturgy we celebrated, of holy, great martyr and patroness and protectress of this church, St. Catherine, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, of the holy, great martyr and trophy bearer, George, whose memory we celebrate today, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us as a good God who loves mankind. As the final two psalms are being read, please come forward for Andideron, and then you can return until they are completed to your places.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever on my lips. My soul shall glory in the Lord. Let the meek hear and rejoice. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Approach the Lord, and be enlightened, and your face shall never be shamed. This wretched man cried out, and the Lord heard him, and delivered him from all his afflictions. The angel will stand guard around those who fear the Lord and save them. Haste and see how good the Lord is. Blessed is the man who hopes in him. Fear the Lord, all you his faithful ones, for those who fear him shall want for nothing. The rich have become poor and hungry, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good. Come, children, hear me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Which of you desires life and loves to see the good days? Keep your tongue from wickedness and your lips from deceitful speech. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the just, and his ears are open to their pleas. The face of the Lord is turned against sinners, to erase their memory from the earth. The just cried out, and the Lord heard them, and he delivered them from all their trials. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he will save the humble in spirit. Many are the trials of the righteous, but out of them all the Lord will deliver them. He protects every bone in their body. Not a single one of them will be broken. The death of sinners is painful. Those who hate justice shall be damned. The Lord will redeem the souls of his servants, and none of those who hope in him shall be lost.
I will exalt you, my God and my King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. The Lord is great and greatly to be praised, and to his greatness there is no end. Age after age will praise your works and proclaim your might. They will tell the glorious splendor of your holiness. They will recount your wondrous works. They will speak of the power of your awesome deeds. They will declare your greatness. They will recall your abundant goodness and will exult in your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He is long-suffering and abounding in love. The Lord is good towards everyone, and his grace extends over all his works. Let all your works give thanks to you, Lord, and all your faithful ones bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power to make known your might to the children of men and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages, and your dominion is for all generations. The Lord keeps faith in all his promises and is hallowed in all his works. The Lord supports all who are failing and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look up to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hands and satisfy all living beings. The Lord is just in all his ways and faithful in all his works. The Lord is close to all who pray to him, those who call upon him in truth. He will meet the desire of those who fear him and hear their pleas and save them. The Lord keeps watch over those who love him, but the wicked he will utterly destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and to all eternity.
Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us.
Amen.
May the Holy Trinity bless and protect all of us. We want to thank the chanters and the acolytes and Deacon Thomas. And just a reminder that we have Bible study after for all of you who want to participate. And then this evening at 7 o'clock, we have the next bridegroom service. Have a very blessed day.
We may have some coffee in the hall, too, so
that would be wonderful.